This is the From the Hip News. Good morning, it's 3 a.m. I'm exiled BBC reporter Nigel Mansfridge. Today's broadcast is brought to you by robots.
Thank you.
You're not going to kill us or anything, are you?
Your contractual obligations have now been fulfilled.
Great. The last few days, the offices of the From the Hip podcast have experienced an environmental disaster. Shortly after 5 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon, the producer of the show had heard water running from the bathroom. He mistakenly misjudged the sound as the washing machine and did not go to investigate until about 20 minutes later. Unfortunately, when he did go to investigate, a plumbing line that leads into the toilet had broken and had spewed water everywhere in the basement, right next to his office. After many frantic hours of trying to soak up the water before it soaked his equipment, Albert Hathazi finally got the situation under control.
I was sitting there, actually, I was playing a video game, and I heard the water running. I thought it was my wife who had somehow programmed the washing machine to start at a certain time. It sounded so much like the washing machine, the water spraying. It was a little louder than normal. And the thing is, we don't have even that capability on the washing machine to program it. So I don't even know what I was thinking.
Much to his dismay, he noticed the water flowing everywhere, approximately about 3/4 inch thick.
My first reaction was to find where the water was coming from. I dove to the valve on the bottom of the toilet, and I started turning it, hoping that it would stop the water. And much to my relief, it did. But then it sunk into me in an instant what had happened. I had seen, as I was walking to the bathroom, which is really right next to my office, I noticed the water was already starting to soak the carpet. And in my office, really right next to the bathroom, is all of my gear. My new PC, the gaming PC I have, is lying on the floor, sitting on the floor. My UPS is right beside the wall where the bathroom is. And so is my power bars. So at that time, my first reaction was to unplug everything. And the very first thing I did was to pick up my $1,700 computer and threw it on a chair. After that, I started running, grabbing towels everywhere I could. Every location in the house that had towels, brought them to the basement and started soaking up my office first, trying to stop that, but then I realized I got to stop it at the source. And there was about 3/4 inch anyway of water in the bathroom. It's kind of a pain. I had to reach under there with a broom with a towel on the end and try to soak up under the cabinet as they weren't movable. But thankfully, we're at the point now where I think most of the damage has stopped, or the wetness has stopped anyway. It doesn't seem to be any stains on the carpet. I was really lucky because my mom's got a dehumidifier, so that's the first thing we picked up. Additionally, we stopped off at a store that rents hardware equipment, and we picked up a vacuum cleaner that sucks up water, so like a shop vac is what we call it here in Ontario or in Canada. And now I'm actually broadcasting right now from my office, which has everything moved around. Most of my stuff moved out. It's a disaster that thankfully really didn't have any damage, permanent damage done to any electronics. I guess that's the thing that you always worry about is your electronics. When they come in contact with water, it's not a very good thing. One really minuscule good thing that came out of it was I found a Bluetooth keyboard I had been looking for 2 weeks because I started moving things around frantically like a madman. I found this Bluetooth keyboard I'd been looking for that for some reason I thought was lost or stolen or a combination of both. But I'm back in action, baby.